Okay, good to welcome everybody. Welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Parshas Shemos. One of the questions that has been posed in connection with the current pandemic, the COVID crisis, relates to people who are disturbed when they see friends, neighbors, acquaintances, or even people they don't know who are not properly observing some of the rules and laws relating to wearing masks or social distancing and so on. Somebody approached me that has a neighbor living near him, who has a minion in his shul, a minion in his home, rather, that's not affiliated with any particular shul. During the warmer weather, they were davening outside, but now they're davening inside, and it's close quarters, and not everybody's wearing a mask. And he said last week, a few weeks ago, there was a kiddush inside, and so on. And people are aware of chasanas or bar mitzvahs, other celebrations taking place, and so on. And the question is one permitted to report such activities to the authorities? To let the police know that they should shut this down and stop it. Obviously, the crisis is not over. There are still people dying from this disease and so on. And the question is, what are the parameters in terms of that permission to report to the authorities someone who's violating? I put in the title COVID, other violations, other regulations, other things that people are doing wrong. And this, of course, is the issue of Mesira, and it's a dilemma, and I'm not here to paskin shilas, but just to go over some of the principal sources that one should be aware of in examining this question. So in this morning's landing in Parsha Shmos, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he grows up a little bit, he goes out and sees that the Egyptian is harming a Jew, and he kills the Egyptian, and the next day, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Source 1, by Yitzhak, by Masheni, even Eishnei Anoshim Ivrim Nitzim. Two Jews are fighting with each other. According to tradition, our old buddies, Dos and Aviram, okay, are fighting with each other. And what's the answer in your dollar? They respond to him, who put you in charge of us? You're going to kill us now too, the way you killed the Egyptians. Moshe got frightened and he said, the matter is known. And eventually, indeed, Paro finds out about it in Pasuk Tesvav, and he wants to kill Moshe for this, and Moshe has to run away to Midian, and we know the rest of the stories. You look in Rashi, Perek Beis Pasuk Gedalid, Source 2, Vayira Moshe Kipshuto, he's frightened because of what he heard, but Umidrasha, Doiglo, Sharab Yisrael, Roshim Dilaturin. He saw that among the Jews, there are people who behave badly. Dilaturin are informers, are people who get other Jews into trouble. Omar me'ato shema enam ruin ligoil. So they're not going to ever be redeemed. They're deserving of this punishment, whatever they get, because of such types of people. And when it says, achay no da adover, the next Rashi in two, again, kemashmo, but umidrasha, no da li hadover, sheisi tamalav. And now I understand something would always bother me. Ma chotu Yisrael, mikol shivim umos. Why are the Jewish people of all the nations of the world condemned to be enslaved to the Egyptians like this, and all this hard, backbreaking work that they have to do? Avaroni shem ruin lekach. But now I see, oh, they deserve it. They're rotten people. And again, in Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Vayishma Paro, Rashi says, the last Rashi in Swiss too, Vayishma Paro, hey, Milshin Olav, they ratted him in, they informed on him to the government. So we see, right from the beginning of the history of the Jewish people, that there are individuals who inform on other Jews, and they're considered the terrible people. Rashi, of course, didn't make this up. It comes from the Medrash and Shmos Rabbi here in Parsha Shmos and Parsha Aleph, Simon Lamed. Right, so source number three, some discussion exactly how old Moshe was, a whole issue of Moshe's age at this time, but whatever he was, it says that they talked to him and so on, and Moshe was frightened because of the Lashon Hara, and he said, Achein no da hadover, and the Medrash quotes that Moshe, last couple of lines of that source three, Haya Moshe mahar b'libo v'amar machatu Yisrael, what the Jewish people do so terrible, they deserve to be enslaved, and now he understands very well what happened, and in Oslam, Simon Lamed Aleph, there in the last line of three, Vayishma paro she'amdu dosam v'avirim v'lshinu alav, sure enough, dosam v'avirim ratted him in and informed on them to paro. So clearly, our tradition, our halacha, looks very, very askance and very, very negatively at a person who's engaged in informing on another Jew. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, in source number four says, "Aval haminim v'hamisuros v'hamishubadim v'hapikorsim shekafru b'torah v'shekafru b'tchias hamesim." Minim are heretics, and you know, misuros are those who are informers. Okay, and they're lumped together with the heretics and the mishumadim and apikursim, and then, you know, people who deny the Torah and they deny tchias hamesim and they don't follow the Jewish practices and all these things. Shechatu v'shechtu v'sarabim, they sin themselves, they inspire other people to sin. In other words, the informer, the moser, is not in very good company. He's lumped together with all these other types of minim and apikursim and kofrim and so on. And it says, yardim l'gehenim. right? They're going to go to Gehenna, v'nidonim b'ladori doris. They'll suffer there forever. And it quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya, which I printed down in Source 6, Parak Samach Vav, pasuk Chavdal, at the very end of Yeshaya. We landed on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, right? V'yotzu v'roba figra anoshim. You'll see eventually the corpse of the remains of the people will never they'll never get out of their suffering, so to speak. And even Gehenna can end, but they'll never see an end to this suffering. The Gemara concludes. It says, "Why?" The end of that Gemara in 4. It's as if they attacked the Beis Hamikdash itself, and so on. Anyway, you get the idea. You can look at the Rashi. He describes who all these different people are. Aminim, it says Tamidu Yesho Hanotzri, right? Christians, the early Christians. Mesuros, that's our issue. Malshinim, right? And we know there's a broch in the Shmona Esrei, right? That was instituted later after the rest of the Shmona Esrei to weed out and to condemn the Malshinim, among others. Malshinim, says Rashi, Shemosrim Mamon Yisrael Biarov De Kochavim. They turn over the money of the Jews, or the Jews themselves, to non-Jews. And he has other definitions.
But that's not meant to refer to a place, you know, where it's a system of laws. That's
okay,
just...
we'll see. We'll get to it. Good. Enochanami, correct. I'm not arguing. I'm just setting up, in general, what it means, what Chazal have to say about a Malshin and a Moser. They're very, very strong words. You're right. It may be different today. We'll get to that, Bez Hashem. We'll get to that. Now, the Pesukim I quoted here in the Shia Parasamavav, Pesach Avdala mentioned before, Tilim, Perak Memtes, Pesach Tesvav, it says there, Levalos Shaol Mizvulach, right? They attacked the Zul. The Zul is the base Hamikdash, based on another pasuk Malachim Aleph, Parakas pasuk Gimel, Bano Banisi Beis Zulach. Okay, so these people again, the Mosrim are not exactly, as I said, good company. The Rambam in Ilchus Tshuva, Parak Gimel Alachav Vav, source 9. The Rambam says he writes for Elu Hain Shein Lam Chelak Olam Haba. Here are people who have no chelak in Olam Haba. They're punished forever because of the greatness of their wickedness, and so on. Haminim, Vapikorsim, Vakofrim Batorah, Vakofrim Tchesamesim, Vyasagol, Hamor Dimachir, Abma, Parshmadachit Sibur, Vahosa, Verus, and so on, and Vahamosrim. So the Rambam lumps them together again with all these terrible people of no chelik in Olam Haba, the Mosrim who give over Jews to be punished by or to suffer the hand of non-Jews. And a little later, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Shnayim Hei Mamosrim. The Rambam goes on to explain each of these types of people he mentioned earlier. So it comes in Halacha Yud Beis, he comes up to the Mosrim, says, Shnayim Hei Mamosrim, Hamoser Chaver Be'arakum Lahorga Olakoso. He gives over a Jew to a non-Jew to either kill him or to beat him. Moser mamon chaver biad akum or biad anos who ka akum ushneim ein lam chelak olam habo. So that's pretty strong. Not only that, but even in this world, the Gemara in Gittin daf mem hamid bay says in source number 10, the Tani Rabbam Nuna braid the Rabbah in Pashrunya. Rashi 11 says Pashrunya name of a place. Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah shekoson min umoser. The Sefer Torah is written by, among other people, someone who's known as a Moser. Such a Sefer Torah is possible, because it says Ukshartam Usavtam, and so on. So Kol Shein B'Kshir and B'Ksiva. So certain people are excluded for that reason. Again, the Psukim, if you look at the Rashi, Moser, Rashi says in 11, Gittin Memhamed Beis, Moser's Malshin, someone again who tattles, who reports a fellow Jew, as the Rambam just said, two different categories, either in terms of his money or in terms of his life. Psukim, of course, are from Parshas Veschanan, Paragrav, Pasuk Chesentes, Ukshartam Osodecha, and Ukshavtam Osos Pesecha Vishorecha, even Ukshavtam is Tomer Mezuzah, but we say that whoever writes a Sefer Torah and a Tefillin has to be someone who is eligible to put on the Tefillin and so on. Therefore, the Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Tefillin, Parak Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, Sefer 13, Sefer Torah, Tzolim, Zuzra, Koson, Apikoros, Yisrafu, Koson, Kusio, Yisrael, Mumor, O Moser, right? So in all these cases, Harela Psulin, and they should be put in the Geniza. Okay, Shonemar, Ksharatim, Uksavatim, and so on. And the same ruling appears in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tfilin, Arachayim, Simon, Lamed, Tessif, Aleph, 14, Tfilin, Shenichtav, Eved, Oisha, Okotno, Afilo, Gilechina, okay, Gangster, a woman, Okosio, Mumor, Lovid, Alelim, O Moser, La Anosim. They're all psulim. So you have to check out your sofa and make sure he's not someone who reports people to the government, right? Otherwise, the Sefer Torah, the tefillin and so on is posel. In your Yoredeya as well, that's about tefillin that we just read. In Or HaChaim, in your Yoredeya, Simon Reish, Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel 15, Sefer Torah, Shekoso, Moser, Eved, Isha, Kotna, Kusi, Shalom, Psulim. And not only that, but according to some, Shechita is posel. Okay, in the beginning of your day, Hilchos Shechita, in Simon Beis, Siftes, the Ramor writes, Moser Dino Kimumar. Someone who is a Jew who reports to the government, it's a din of a mumar. A mumar is a Jew who denies basic beliefs. Ushchitasa psula. He says Yesh Machshir, and he refers to the Shulchan Aruch later. I printed it on the next page. First of all, the Shach, though, there in Siman Beis, in Chafei 17, says, Moser dina kemumar l'chola Torah kula. And that's the din l'chola Torah kula came. Kola Torah kula. Kena bagos, alfas b'shem, riaz, and so on. So Moser is like a mumar. Right, is not considered to be fully Jewish in a certain sense. Now he does mention Sukkot and Chavav later on in Siman Kuf Yutes. The Mechaber seems to paskin that his shechita is kosher. That's I printed in Siman Kuf Yutes where they say if you had Moser shechitos kshera, okay, machlokes, and he's neman on isurin. All right, the Shach says he's possible about a sefer Torah. It's not the same thing, but in any event, you know, we see that even in this world, someone who behaves that way is considered to be the Moser. Again, that's it. Someone posted an interesting question retroactively. I find out later on that my tefillah written by a Moser, that means that all the years that I put on tefillah, I haven't used it in mitzvah. That's a good question. From now on, don't use it anymore. All right, anyway. But the Rambam has an interesting line in Hilchos Mamrim, per Gimel Halacha Beis, 20. Me'achash nisparshim shukofer b'Torah, and all these people, okay? And he mentions also again the second line, Mosrim, kol eino elu einam b'chlal Yisrael. Which literally means they're not considered part of Klal Yisrael. All these type of people, that's the Rambam's Lashon. Einam b'chlal Yisrael. They're not included in Klal Yisrael, okay? And they can be, taken care of appropriately, which we'll see shortly. But these people are all considered to be outside of Klal Yisrael. Einam b'chlal Yisrael. They're not included among the Jewish people. That's the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, Per Gimel Halacha Beis. Now, there is a Gemara getting specifically to Masira, just how far it goes. The Gemara in Brachas, towards the end of the Masechta, Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, 21. Rav Shila, Nagde Lehu Gaber, the Baal Nachris. Rav Shila wants to punish. Rav Shila, we'll get to that question. Can a Moser be a Moser? Can you Maser a Moser? We'll get that too. Someone just says, can you allow to be Moser on a Moser? We'll see. Okay. So, but in the Gemara in Brachas, Nun Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav Shila wants Nagde, he gave Malkus to someone who was Baal Nachris, relation with a non-Jewish woman. So Azal Achabe Kutzer Malka, this guy wanted to get back at Abshalus. He went and spread Lashon Hara in the king's palace, and he said, Ika Chad Gavra B'doi de Kodayan Dina below Harman of the Malka. He's let the authorities know there is a Jew who is, who's carrying out sentences and punishing people without a license, without permission of the government. Okay, so they investigated and so on. They sent officer to speak to Abshela, and they asked, why did you do this? Matama, why did you beat this guy up? Why did you punish this guy? Because he had relations with an animal, the donkey, okay? Which he knew that in Roman law was not allowed either. So they asked him, oh, really? If that's what he did, then first they asked him, do you have any witnesses? And he said, yes, okay? And a miracle happened that Elionavi showed up and agreed and testified that this had indeed happened. Okay, so then the Roman said in the third line of 21, it is again the goal in the Gemara Brachas, Nun Ches Malaf, Ihochi Bar Katalo. So he should have been executed. What did you just beat him? He should have been executed. So he had an answer, Enochanami. But in our tradition, we can't execute somebody anymore since the days of Arabi Hamikdash and so on. And they were not allowed to execute and so on. And then they let him go. So, Shela said, L'cho Hashem Agdula Bagbura, he was very happy. I said, what do you mean by that? So he explained. He talked to the governor, to the representative of the government, and he said, in Kodesh Baruch Hu has ruling over the whole world and so on, but in this world, he gives it over to the legitimate government, and he's paying them a compliment. So after that, this fellow came to Reb Shela, and he said, Amru, three lines on the bottom, Chaviva Ale Yikar de Malchusa Kule Hai. Okay? I'm sorry, that's what the Romans said. We see you respect the... You respect the government so much. They gave him a rod. They could beat people next time. So Amr Lahu, don't Dina, go ahead and do your justice. Kevin Nafik, who governed that guy now turned to Abshela and said, Avid Rachmana Nisal Shakra Hachi. Kadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle. He sent Elionavi to testify on your behalf against me. That's what's done when somebody lies. You lied. Okay? You lied. You said that I slept with a donkey. That's a lie. So he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. And he says, no, because in certain areas, certain specific circumstances, the Gemara compares certain non-Jews to donkeys. So then, and he said, I wouldn't tell a lie, right? It says, Asher b'sar chamor b'saram. We'll see the psukim shortly. So chazid de ka'azil emer lehu de karne chamri. So he said, oh, you consider them to be like donkeys. I'm going to go tell them that. That's what he said. He's going to go tell the governor. You know what he just said? He just said, you guys are the same non-Jews. You non-Jews are the same as animals. So when he saw that, Amar, hi, Rodef, he's going to kill me. So now this Jew who's going to tell on me is a Rodef. Okay, he says, "Atara Amra Imbala Hargacha Hashkem Lahargo." Right, someone comes to attack you, then you better kill him first. And so he killed this guy. That's the story in Brachas Nun Ches Amar Aleph. Okay, Rashi explains. We'll see in a moment. Atara Amra Imbala Hargacha Hashkem Lahargo. That's the pasuk in Baba Machteres. Okay, we'll see it inside later. Rashi refers to it briefly here. The Maharsha, the pasuk of Lachashem Agdula Agur, we know from davening, it's Divrei Yom Aleph Perkov Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph, right? Maharsha explains, first he explains why the Roman fellow said, the Roman representative said, why did you just beat the guy? You should have killed him, right? You should have killed him. You had the right to kill him. So he had to explain, no, we're not allowed to do that anymore, and so on. But anyway, that's how he got them, so to speak, on their side. At first, he thought that he didn't have the right at all to carry out any justice because he didn't have permission from the government, okay? But they said, once you did it, you should have done the right punishment, right? You didn't have the right to do it. Anyway, but the second thing quotes why that particular pasuk, okay? And basically he says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the right to government to make laws and so on. Anyway, the pasuk in Yechezkel is 25, Perakom Gimel Pasuk Chof. It says, Asher b'sar chamorim b'sar mazim asusim zimosim. So this guy was going to go tell the Roman government that this rabbi called you a donkey. He considered all non-Jews to be like animals. And that was not going to sit well with them, obviously. So he killed them. And it says that Rashi is based on the din of Bob Machteris. What's Bob Machteris? So the part, again, Rashi Rashi and Brochet said it briefly, but here's the pasuk. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. Perkov Beis Shmos Pasuk Aleph. In Bamachteris, he motzei aganav, v'yikov ameis ein lo domim. Machteres Rashi says in Chumash, means verse 27, Ima Machteres kishahaya choter sabayis. The guy was tunneling, so to speak. He was, shall we say, digging into the house and sneaking in. Okay, he was coming in, sneaking into the house, right? And ain lo damim. He has no blood. What does that mean? Rashi says if the housekeeper, the homeowner, kills him, it's not considered murder. Ain zeretzicha. It's like the burglar, the thief, was dead to begin with. Why? Kan limedecha, says Rashi. Kan limedecha tori imbola hargecha hashkem lahargo. If someone comes to kill you, you better kill him first. Okay? V'zeh lahargecha bo. And how do you know he came to kill? I thought he just came to rob. Shariyodeahu she'en adamam in atzmo ro'en she'not lotum b'fon b'sho'n sake. Nobody, it's known very well that nobody's going to just sit by and watch somebody else steal all his possessions. He's going to do whatever he can to defend his possessions. Okay, we have that in America. It's called stand your ground. I think there's some the homeowner is allowed to defend his home. Okay, by American law, also something like that. They stand your ground. I think it's called something like that. Okay, so you're allowed to defend your own home. So therefore, the thief knows that that's going to happen. So he's prepared to kill him. He wasn't coming necessarily to kill him, but he's prepared to kill him if necessary. That's the din, and that din appears in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph 28. The Mishnah says, "Habob Machteres Nidon Al Shem Sofo." He's judged based on what's going to happen later. Right now, he didn't come to kill anybody, but it may well happen later on. Okay, that's Bob Machteres, and Rashi says there in Sanhedrin and Beis Malach 29, Bob Machteres Shomer Torah Yehareg Nidan Al Shem Sofa the Holocaust. He didn't kill anybody yet. Okay, he didn't kill anybody yet, but the castle doctrine. Some put, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's related. Anyway, he says didn't kill anybody yet. The halo kotal umaktil the shom mishum the sofa lahargba labayis because sheyamur kenegdo lahatzil mamono. He knows that the homeowner is going to stand his ground and try and defend his property. So he's prepared to kill him if necessary. And the Gemara says on basement Aleph and Sanhedrin the Gemara on that Mishnah 30 Amarova my time of the Machteres why chazoka ain't other mamon that's why mamono the high meimar amar e azlina. The guy, if I don't meet up with the guy, okay. But if I meet up with him, I'm going to kill him. And therefore, by Torah Amra, if somebody's trying to kill you, therefore, put everything together. This Gemara, this Rav Shela, the Gemara in the end of Brachas on Daf Nun Ches that we saw before, felt that this Jew was going to go tell the non-Jews, that rabbi said you're a bunch of animals, right? You're all like animals. So they would execute him for that. So therefore, his life was in danger. Therefore, he was allowed to kill that person. Just to look at a couple of the Rashi's there, Rashi on Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Malach 31. Mike Tamanach Teres again, we said before. Shomer Torah, ain't lo damim, right? It's if he has no blood. He's not alive anymore. He's already dead. Because Chazoka, ain't lo damam et atzma, mamona. A person, is not going to stand by, as we said before. These dinim all appear la halacha in the Rambam. Hilchas Geneva, Perek Tes halacha Zayim. Habob Mach Teres, Bein Bavim Velayla, ain't lo damim. It doesn't matter if it's night or it's by day. Okay, and Imhargo Balabayas or Shar Adam, anybody else who helps the Balabayas, Potter, a neighbor, somebody else helps the Baal HaBayit, also potter. Or Rishus Yesh Lakol HaHargo, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, B'chol Misa Shechol HaMisa, any time you can get it, where you can get him. Ain Lo Domim, the guy is breaking in, he has no, it's like he has no blood, he's not alive, and you can do whatever you want. Shabbos, Chol, doesn't make a difference, anybody can do it. And Halacha Ches, and it doesn't matter if it's technically above Machteres, or someone is on the roof, or someone is coming in some other way. It doesn't matter. Well, Machteres is just, that's a Dibra Kosser Behova. It's a Derech Rova Ganovin Lova Machteres Balayla. Usually they break in at night. Okay, but it doesn't have to be like that. And Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes. It's all in Hichus Gneva Perek Tes. The Rambam writes, Halacha Tes, Neymah Hitira Torah Domo Shoze, Shoganim Afopi Shabal Iske Momon. Really, he was didn't really want to kill anybody. He wanted to burglarize the house. But still, the chazok is a person that can defend himself, and he's ready to be killed, and therefore you can kill him. And these dinim appear as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mishpat Simon Tov Chof Hey, towards the very end of the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph Harodev Es Chaver Lahargo. Okay, so, I'm sorry. So before we get to that, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Choshen Mishpat Simon Tov Chof Hey Sif Aleph. Read it now. Harodev Es Chaver Lahargo. His hero Harei Harodev Achrov. I feel I wrote the cotton. I call you strong. You can stop. You try first to, not to kill him, but you know you shoot him in the leg. So we'll get back to that. But there's no other way to stop the guy without killing him. And the Ramah there says, so Shulchan Aruch presents the dinim with regard to a rodev who's coming to kill you. So you're allowed to obviously defend yourself, even if it means killing the person. And a bystander can also stop the other guy from killing you, provided he should first try to do it in a way that doesn't kill him. Like I say, shoot him in the leg, or you know, break his arm or whatever. He can't do anything. But if he can't, you can kill him too. And the Ramah writes that a bob machteres is considered to be like a rodev. So with this in mind, the Meiri back in Brochas Nun Ches Amud Aleph, source 34, the Meiri writes, Kol Shemoser Mamon Chaver LaMalchus, anybody who gives over the money of the money of a fellow Jew to the king, Yesh Chodim Shemuta LaHargo, you're allowed to kill him. Achar Asro, you have to warn him. We saw that already in the Rambam. You have to warn him. Come back to that too. Ukvar Biarnuah Bebasu the Kamon, the last paragraph of a Kamon, which we're going to see in just a moment. Of a kol shemosel in the nefashas, but if they're giving over a person, not this money, they're giving over to execute him, like the case in that Gemara in Brochas, where Reb Shela would have been executed for saying such a thing about the Romans, like animals. Then ain't tzarich hasra. No. Lemi sherotza hu lemaso klal. Okay, you don't have to even have a hasra. And that's kal amru habo lahargecha hashke mahargo. We call mokum yishlom de misud yizu, general shalah hargo masha over el amasha huroa, shaholech akshav lamoso, even if he didn't yet do anything, but he's going to do it. Because Reb Shela, okay, and that tells all the Miri goes through the whole story. Reb Shela, you know, had this incident with this fellow, and Kisha, look at the last line, Kisharoa, when he saw that the guy was going to master him, an informant of the government, he killed him, okay? And the Miri concludes, the person has to assess the situation. What's the Gemara Bava Kama he's referring to? That's another relevant Gemara, besides that Gemara in Brachas. Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, 35. Hu Gavra, Tavabo Afu Avtivna Dechavre. He was going to tell the non-Jew where this other Jew stored his straw. He was going to tell him where he kept his money. His you know, they would take it. He was going to tell him where he hid his, you know, hid his possessions. So also to come to Rav, someone came before Rav. Amalei lo takwa lo takwa. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't show them where it is. Amalei machvin okay, I'm going to do it. So Yosef Rakana came to Rav. Rakana was there. So shamte lekua mine. So he chopped this guy's head off. He killed him. That's what I mean. He killed him. Okay, he removed his neck from his head. That's what Rav, he broke his neck. That's what Rashi says. Rakama kufi zamanav 36 lekua letzavari shavar mefarakta. He broke his neck. The Rav told the guy, don't rat this Jew in. Don't tell the government where this Jew is hiding his stuff, or the guy where the Jew is hiding his stuff. And the guy said, no, I am going to do it. And so Rav Kana broke his neck. And Rav said, he quoted a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nanav Pasuk Chav, printed in 37, Bonach Ofel Shok Rosh Kol Chutzos Kiso Michmar, Hamleim Chamas Hashem Garas Elokach. What does it mean? It means it's like an animal, an ox, an animal is trapped. Okay, he said that's what we Jews are like now when we're in Golos, like we're trapped. Okay, and look in the rest of the Gemara. Ma tozeh kevin shenofal b'michmar, like an animal once it fell into a trap. Ein rachman alav af mamon shel Yisrael kevin shenofal b'al of the kavim. Ein rachman alav. If the non-Jews with whom they lived got a hold of the Jews' money, they had no mercy. They would take all his money and so on and so forth. Okay. And the Tosfos explains there in 38, on that Gemara Mavakama, Kufuzan Ralav, Tosfos explains, Komar Shapi Mikrim Moser Shadavar Boru Sheikum Me'achar Sheharu. Obviously, the Goyim were not just interested in taking a census and finding out where this guy was keeping his possessions. They want to know where he had it because they were going to steal it from him. They're going to take it from him. So he had no right to tell him. He became a Moser. Okay? The Rashba has a tshuva chela gimel simen shin samazan. I'm trying to show you just how seriously.
Was Rav Kahana a Kohen?
I'm sorry?
Was Rav Kahana a Kohen?
He killed the guy. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I've kind of thought.
And there are circumstances where a Kohen is allowed to kill somebody.
Yeah. I don't know if that's one of them. I don't know. I have to look that up. Not sure. Anyway, the Rashba, just trying to give you an idea. The Rashba and a tshuva chela gimel simen shin samach zayin, written in Jahona 39. Someone asked him, you know, how could he do this and so on? After all, the guy hadn't done anything yet, and so on. Look at the third line. After he quotes the word Kashal, Omar came, Yehare, just because the guy said he was going to inform the government, Rav Kahana was allowed to kill him. I was Suffolk. I wasn't sure. Maybe he wouldn't do it. Okay, how could you kill somebody be Suffolk and so on? And look what the Rashba writes. And show the language. Tshuva Hamoser Kenochash. Hamoser like a snake in the grass. Hakodim Lahargo Zocha. Whoever kills him first, it did the right thing. So he says, well, im rogel asos came, if this guy did this thing regularly, we already consider him like he did it already. And that's the case of Rav Kahana. He said, didn't wait to find out. Okay? And he says, we don't wait. Okay, we take action right away and so on. And now, someone who's ain't a rogel v'kachle, and they can talk about a warning, but this guy did get a warning, says the Rashba, because Rav told him not to do it. It was also the comedy Rav. Rav said, don't do this. He was warned already, don't do it. And the guy, the chutzmi, did it anyway. Okay, so then, let's look at the last words of the Rashba. Hareyu ke'ilu yodana bebir she'eh. So we know for a fact he's going to do it. He said he was going to do it, and he ignored the word of Rav. And even though Rav Kahana himself wasn't going to be the victim, okay, and like a rodev, and that's exactly the din of the rodev. The Mishnah says in Ayin Gimel Aleph in Sanhedrin 40, Elohein shematzilin osam enafshom. You can save somebody else even by taking a life, and one of them is harodev achar chaveru lahargov. Somebody rodev after somebody else to kill him. Okay, and then 41, Rashi says you save him or prevent him in the new saveru. Rashi and Ayin Gimel Aleph prevent him from doing this saveru even by taking his life away. Okay, and one of the answers is a rodev. And that's what the Rishonim say on that Gemara Baba Kama Kufi Zayin Beis. The Ravid, quoted in the Shita and Gebetz, is there in Kufi Zayin Beis in Baba Kama 42. The Ravid says in the Shita and Gebetz, HaDerech Rishonim Mechiv Hu Shehera Mamun Chavera Me'atzmo. Below Shum Onis, they weren't forcing this Jew to go show where he hid his stuff. And certainly if he handled it, he handed it over, that's for sure. But even if he just showed it to him. And he says on the second line, V'mhoya Rogel Bekach, He did this regularly, this type of behavior. Oshe Hisra, he was warned, like this guy was, by Rav, told him not to do it. Below Nimna, Efshar Shakana and Pogba, we're dying. Kimai Shakana, other someone else can kill him, like Rav Kahana did. Okay? Or Rav Kahana did it when he was actually doing it, and he was actually going after the money. He's about to go do it. But again, it's all based on the din of Rodev Achar Favero, and the guy's like a Rotech, he's a Rodev. The Rosh also, there in Rav Kahana, Paragud, Simon Chav Zayin, 43 quotes the whole Gemara, and he says, because the problem is when you mention a thing, we compare it to an ox that's in a trap. He said it's because the non-Jews don't have mercy on the Jews in terms of their money, and they'll take a little today. Look at the third line of that rush. They'll take a little bit of his money now, a little bit of stuff now, and tomorrow they'll come back again, next week they'll come back again, and therefore he'll lose everything, and therefore you can get rid of this Jew first. He's like a rodev. And the Sefer Yerayim also, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Sefer Yerayim, Sim Kuf Ayin Aleph, the old print, Reish Mem Ches, 44, HaRodev Achahor Lahargo, first talks about the din of Rodev and Bob Machteris, okay, that Abol Lahargo, Hashkim Lahargo, and even anybody else can get involved because he's a rodev, and he says, same thing. He says why? And he says in the third line, "Bahamoser chaver biadav kachovim afilo bedibur nikra rodef mizeh hatam kevan sheim yamor odom atzmal moni hargeu," because he's going to want to defend his money, and they might kill him and so on. So therefore, you're considered to be among the moserim. He also refers to one of Odozar that we'll get to shortly. Okay, where do we see anything about a hasra? So it's interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Beis and Beis says, "Rodef sherodef achal chaver lahargo." Omer lo, you first try and stop it, okay? you first try and stop him from being Rodev, okay? And tell him this is another Jew, he's a Ben Bris and so on, and the Torah says, Shofech Dam Adam, you'll get killed for it, and you try and tell him, okay? And Shofech Dam Adam, that's the Pesach in Parshas Noach, printed in 47, Bereishis Perek Tes, Pesach Vav, Shofech Dam Adam, Adam Domin Shofech, you kill somebody else, so your blood will be spilled as well, okay? And, as you try first, it looks like you try first to warn him if you can. But that's what Rav did. Rav told him not to do it. He didn't listen to Rav in that case. The other Gemara that's relevant to this is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That's what the Urim referred to. That's a Gemara on Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah 48. Haminim, again, the Min Heretics, Hamisoros, Amosim, and Mumrim, Hayu Maridin Velomalin. Okay, Minim Rashi explains, or idolaters, whatever. Mesuros, Rashi says there in the second Rashi in 49, Chavav Mabez, in Barazar, Mesuros, Malshinim, Leshekar, Mosi, Mom, and Chaverim, Biad Ovid, Chav Manosim. Okay, it's not true, or you give over Jewish money to the non Jew and so on. So, Moridin, it says, Moridin Velo Malin. What does Moridin Velo Malin mean? So, and that's Halacha. Moridin Velo Malin means you can throw him down into a pit, so to speak, and not pick him back up. It's a little step removed from actually killing him, but you put him in a place where he's probably going to die anyway. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Dal Halacha Yud 50. The Rambam says, Haminim, Aim of Devar Zohar, et cetera, and Apikursim mentions all those great people. And he doesn't mention most of them here, but he says the idea is it's Mitzvah Lahargon, okay? If you can, you do it, but if not, okay, you plot something, if you can't do it because whatever, you'll get in trouble with the law, right? If you can't just random kill people, take the law into your own hand. So what you do is, Imlav, Yavo Alein Balilos, Achi Sabin Harigosan. Come up with some plot to get him into trouble, and then you can kill him indirectly. Ketzad, Ra Echonon Shanof Alaber. You see, one of these guys fell into a hole, into a well, into a pit. Okay? So you can say, there's a ladder there for him to get out. You go, oh, I needed my ladder. My kid's playing on the roof. I got to get up. So you take the ladder, you take it away. Right, you didn't kill the guy, right? It's one step removed. The Shulchan Aruch also brings in that same siman, Tov Chof Hey, the end of Choshen Mishpat. Okay, Siv Hey, Apikoros Miyisrael, and all these other types of categories of people. So if you can kill him, fine. If not, then you come up with some trick, so to speak, how to do it. Now, the Rush in his, one of his tshuvas, Klal Lamed Beis Siman Dalad 52, the Rush writes for Odani Omer. How the pligi be mamon moser mutal abdi bedaim or not? That's a question with the moser, because the Rambam and Shulchan didn't mention moser. So moser you can kill directly, or you should try first to do it indirectly. And there's one of these ways that you have him, you throw him into a pit or something like that, they can't get out. So eventually he'll starve to death or whatever. Okay, so the Rosh, so that's a question. All right, a moser mutar imutal abdi bedaim, alo. Okay, but he says, if the guy says, I'm going to go do this, and so on. So then, if it's a nefashas for sure, and he tells the story of Rav Kana, okay, who said that this guy was, I'm sorry, if it's nefashas for sure, but apparently even Mammon, because the story of Rav Kana and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Bava Kama, we just saw, he broke that guy's neck, who was just going to report about the person's possessions. So apparently, after Mammon Shri Yisrael, okay, because then, even for that, you're allowed to kill the person. However, he adds an important caveat in line 452. Aval achar she'osa mesira. If the guy already did the act of informing, shuv ein horgen oso, then you can't do it. Just like shim harag nefesh ein horgen oso, be bezdin be edin. You can rodef, while he's in the act of being rodef, while you can save the other person. But once the other person can't be saved because he was killed by Nebuch, or they already did the act, he gave away his money, so then you can't act anymore towards the rodef, towards the person as a rodef, because then you have to go to a bezdin with witnesses and everything else. So that's what the Rush points out as an important caveat. Okay, near the when it's a rodef, then you can do what he has to do, even if it's rodef after mammon. But once he's done it already, it's a different story. And that's the Rambam. We'll see in a moment. First, the Rambam about Zohar Perek Yud Halacha Aleph 53. Aval Hamoserim, and he does mention a Maser over here. About Pikorsin, the din is La'abdon Biyad. You can even kill them if you have to Biyad, but certainly La'horidon Bereshachas Mishal Mitzirim Liyisrael Maserim Tzomachar Hashem. It leads people away from Hashem. Fine, just a side point. But the Rambam Hilchos Chovel HaMazik. And notice he writes, even nowadays we don't have din nefashos anymore. Okay, as long as he says, I'm going to maser, okay, even if it's about mammon, and you warn him, Masin Bo, don't do it, like in the case of Rav, and he is Panov, he has a chutzpah to do it anyway, so you're allowed to kill him, and Kol HaKodim Lahargo Zocha, that's Rav's language. Whoever gets him first wins, right? They did the right thing. However, look at Halach Yadal from 54. Osa HaMosar Shazoma, but if he did it already, then your royal issue also hargo imkain huchsok limsor harezi harik shami yimsorachem. Look what he says, a little different than the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh said the guy did it already, then you got to go through the regular procedures in court. The Ram said that's true unless he does this all the time. That's this guy's a habitual informer, and there were such people, by the way. Okay, this guy's a habitual informer. Then you can kill him even after he did it because he's going to do it again. So he's a rodef again, an automatic rodef. The Magid Mishnah explains. There in Parakas Halach Yud Aleph of Ilchas Chovel Masik 55, Das Harabzal V'Nochonu Shalomotzino Heta B'Gemara Achar Maisa. The Gemara doesn't. Gemara is always talking about the guy's planning to do it to do Masira, like in the case of Reb Shela when that guy was planning to tell him that the rabbi said you're like a bunch of donkeys, or like the case with Reb Kano after the man told Rav, you told me not to rat to inform on this guy, I'm gonna inform him. That was before. However, he says, Raya brings a Raya like a Rodef, right? A Rodef, after to kill him or to rape a woman and so on, you're allowed to stop him, but not afterwards. Okay, so that he agrees that the Rambam is right. Okay, and the Rambam himself actually writes, the next source, in Perek Aleph, Vilchas Rotzeach Shehar Gwizonon, then you have to need Edim and so on and so forth. The nice summary is in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzah Reish Lam involved in Parsh Kedoshim 57, Mio. Dafka b'shash ma'is avay da'asro u'kemais rav kana. Now he doesn't have to accept us, but you have to warn him. But u'mishemuchzok limsor, if someone is a chazoki, does this all the time, then nirashu kemus rav omed. He already is like automatically been warned. He's been warned. He was told before. Therefore u'mutar lahargu b'chol shah. Okay, and the Rambam, he quotes this Rambam that we just saw that's the din and so on. And but not after he did it, unless he's someone who habitually does it. Okay, and look at the last words of the Chinuch 57. Let me show who muksuk limsor near me talk dvar she eno tzarech hasro. The Rivash writes in the Tshuva Siman Reish Lamed Ches, quotes the Gemara Brachos at Reb Shela, and he says first, he says that it's proper, to give a hasro, you know, if that's within the realm of possibility. Okay, but if not, if someone, you know. You know, if someone else, you know, the victim himself, the Ravash is Michalik. He says the victim himself doesn't have to give Asura, the intended victim. You can stop it no matter what. But Abul Ish Acher, he says the last words of 58, Habola Tzilo Torah Hasros. Then you have to warn him first. So he has that chilek by Hasro. The Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Pei Ches of Choshen Mishpat and Sipyud. The Beis Yosef quotes the Chuvas Maimonis in Sefer Ezek and Simon Tesvav. And he says that the Moser is. We compare it to Rodef, so therefore afterwards it's too late, you can't do it anymore. And therefore he also says, this true as mine is, as we said before, just like by Rodef, if you're not the intended victim, you're a third party, you should first try and kill him by, stop him by shoot him in the leg or do some other thing to get him not to do it. The victim doesn't have to worry about that, but the third party does. Okay, and the Beis Yosef wonders if that's true. On the third line, 59, Vyesha Smoa, because Rav Kana's case was not like that. Rav Kana broke the guy's neck, and it didn't look like he stopped him. Or Rav Shela broke, well, Shela was a tended victim, so it's not the same. But Rav Kana, you know, broke the guy's neck. There are more rights in the Darkei Moshe. What do you mean? I don't understand what he's upset about. Maybe he had no opportunity, because look at the end of the Tshuvas HaRivash in 58. Last few words. I will ish achar abola atzil tzarech raspa rodef kodem shargana im yesh openai. You have the opportunity. You're going to sit down. You don't always have the opportunity. It's a bang bang situation, right? There's a quick, things happening fast. So then you don't always have the chance. So that's around more rights in the dark. I understand. Maybe you didn't have the time. Okay. Now, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch there in Simon Shin Peches. 61. First Siv Zion. We're going to come back. This is very important. There are more rights. Yesh Omrim, the Odom Hamukam Machavero. Somebody who's being beaten up by another Jew. Yochol Lelech Lipvol Lifnei Aved Kacham. You can go to a non-Jewish government. I hold that thought. Afopi de Garon Lamaka Hezegado. Even though the guy who was doing the beating is not going to get in big trouble. So that's a very important comment. I put it here just as an introduction to the last part of the Shir. Okay, but it's a very important point. But there are more makes over here. And it relates to what Yitzhak asked before about, can you master a Moses, so to speak. Okay, that's what it said. We'll come back to that point. Now, but ultimately, before we get to that, just to finish up the severity of informer, so in Sif Yud, Shulchan Aruch says, Mutal Harga Mos Filu Is Manazet. Umutal Harga Kodem Shimsor. Okay, as long as he said he was going to do it. And so we pass him like this is the halacha. Okay, and you try and warn him first and tell him, don't do it. But if he says, no, I'm going to do it anyway, then you can kill him. Kol HaKodem L'Hargo Zoch, like the Rambam says. And there are more rights in the third line of Sif Yud. Im Ein Penayla Asway and Tzar Chasov. If no time to warn him, then you don't have to warn him. Okay, and so on. Then it says some say you have to try first to be matzal be'echad be'var, stop him and wait just you hurt, shoot him in the leg or something, not killing him. However, if that's if you can, okay. But although he gives more dramatic examples than killing the leg, look what he writes: avalim efsher lahatzil be'echad be'var kagon lachtoch l'shono. You cut out his tongue. All right, that's a way to stop him from being malshim. Okay, without killing him, you cut out his tongue. Oh, l'samos enav, you blind him. All right, that's a little more than shooting the leg, but that's what he says aloud. Then asul hargo. All right, and then a halacha sifir alef the Shulchan Aruch paskin asa mosa shazaru mosa then asa lahargo. If you already did the mesira, then you can't. Then you have to go to bezin and so on. But sif tesvav misha muksach shesosh shapamim mosa Yisrael o mamono biyara nosim. Okay, it has a chazok. He does this. Okay, so they try and come up with some way to get rid of the guy. Ramo writes ayde grama, like we said, morid main malin, and so on. Okay, yeah. So that's that. I just want to show you, I printed a couple of tshuvas here in the next page. First, the Shach just says, in Sivkot Mem Hei, what I mentioned before from that tshuvas Maimonides, that if Gimrogil Hakos Abrius Mutal Katz Yadol Deakum, if the guy did this all the time, then you can do whatever is necessary, which we mentioned before. I printed three tshuvas. We don't have time to read them. If you have the time, you'll find them fascinating. There's not new problems. Tshuvas HaRashba Chadosos Miksav Yad Simen Shin Mem Hei, 63. He had a whole story about a situation in Barcelona, okay? And he mentions even the names of the people involved. There's a certain officer there or a leading Jew, Rabbi Yosef Abrabalia, okay? And there was a guy who was a musser, and he was close to this leader, so everyone was afraid of him. And then that guy died, so they wanted, you know, it's a whole story. Again, the guy was a Rodef, and, you know, they asked the Rashba, anyway, so the Rashba, and that tshuva basically says that, you know, you're allowed to kill the person. Okay, you're allowed to kill the person. You can read that. The Rosh also has a tshuva. Klal Yud Zayin Simon Aleph. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu 64. Malasus Beish Asher Nisparsim Aleph Shul Malshin Lechidim Yisrael V'Lakal On Lanosim. And he tells it all kinds of lies to the government. Things aren't true and so on and so forth. What do we do? Okay. And he writes, look down to the tshuva again. He gives you the whole circumstances there. Okay, and he says tshuva halfway down. Gam ki batul dalav misas bezdin meyom. We don't shagalu sanhedrin. We don't have sanhedrin anymore. No arba misas bezdin. Okay, nonetheless, okay, in these situations you're allowed to kill the person. And look at the last paragraph. Lachach nagu bechol tfutzas hagola kashiyesh mosu muksav kikach. You have a guy who does this type of stuff all the time. He informs all the time. Shoshosha pamim mosu yisol amonu biyaranosim shavakshim eitzav dachbulo anancho. You try and get some other way to punish him and so on. And if you have to, you have to get rid of these people, however we have to get rid of them. And just look at one fascinating tshuva, Zichron Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda, one of the sons of the Rosh. The more famous son is the author of the tour, Yaakov Balaturim. The Rosh had three sons, at least three that we know of, that I know of, Rabbi Yaakov Balaturim, that's the tour. And it was the son of Rabbi Yechiel, and the son of Rabbi Yehuda. So the tshuva, Zichron Yehuda, Simon Ayin Hey, look at this. He has also a case. Yosef and Shmuel, whatever the names of the people are, and so on. They don't hesitate to talk about it. So he quotes a story. Look at the next page. Unbelievable. He quotes the story. He says, you're allowed to kill him no matter what, and so on, whenever it comes up. And he says, look at the end of that tshuva. Unbelievable. V'chein shamanu shesoko re alevi ibn magash. That's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Magash. The Rabbi Magash executed a person, lemosor echad, alisna, b'yom ha-kippurim shechalios b'shabes b'shas ne'ila. Can you imagine that? Okay, that's what they did. That was the Rima Gash. Okay, the Rima Gash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, Yosef Alevi and Magash. Executed somebody who was a Moser. It was Yom Kippur, it was Shabbos, and it was Ne'ilah time. Doesn't matter. You got to get rid of such people. In more recent times, it's not in the database. Reuben Margolius, Margolius Yam and Sanhedrin, tells a story that he knew about personally, where a guy came into shul, I think called Nidre Night, if I remember correctly, and he was known as having mastered many Jews and caused a lot of suffering for a lot of people. He came into shul in Kippur, okay, and the people grabbed him, they tied him up, they wrapped him in his talis. He said, talis in his kittel, Yom Kippur night. They wrapped him in his talis in his kittel, and they took him to the bridge and threw him into the river. They couldn't, he was tied up in his talis, he drowned. And when the authorities came to the shore, they all said, oh, no, we don't know. The rabbi said, the Rav then got up, and nobody's allowed to tell what happened. And they all said he was in shul, yeah, but then he left. He got upset about something, he walked out. We don't know what happened. So that's even in modern times. So that, you get the idea of you know, of how severe we look at someone who masters. However, with all of that, there's a Gemara in Gittin, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, 66. Shalach Lemar Upa Rav Elazar. B'nei Adam Omdi La B'yada L'Masa L'Malchus Mahu. There's certain people who chepe me, who bother me. Jews, apparently. And I have goods on them that I could tell the government. Am I allowed to? So Belezer wrote back, no. He quotes a Pasuk, Tilim Paraklam and Test Pasuk Chav 68. Amarti Eshmer Dacham and Chatol Vishoni, Eshmer Lefi Machsom. I should put a muzzle on my mouth. Don't talk. Okay? Don't. And I told him, don't do it. Even though the other people are showing. And then in the second line, back in the morning, getting Zion Ralav. Sholachle, but Komet Sarli Tumid, they're badgering me very much. They're causing me a lot of anguish, a lot of suffering, these guys. I can get rid of them. Okay? And I can't take it anymore. So Sholach Lo again, another pasuk until him. Perek Lamed Zayin, the Rebbe sent back, Dom Lashem, be quiet, and things will work out for you okay. And turns out that it did. You know, somebody else, the guy was arrested without him being master. But you see, even for those kinds of things, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Chovah Masik, Perek Ches Halacha Tes, Chovah Masik Ches Tes 70, Osir Limso Yisrael Biad Goyim, Bein Begufo, Bein Mamoni, not allowed to master, Afilu Hoya Rosha, even though the guy was a Russia, Ubala Veras, Afilo Haya Metzalo Mitzaro, even though he caused me a lot of anguish and suffering, we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch there also says in Simon Shin Pechas, if that's the same thing, you're not allowed to do it. However, so that'll answer the question. If the guy does something that just bothers you, you have no right to master him. That's the bottom line. If it does something to bother you. However, the Meiri on that Gemara in Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, with Rav Kana breaking the neck of that guy who said he was going to, in defiance of Rav's pox, and go master somebody, he refers to this Gemara in Gittin. Look at 72. The Meiri in Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Zayin Beis. Meseches Gittin is bar. She'af mi she'tzara b'nei Adam she'ein muganim v'her b'yadu l'mos l'machus osulo v'afilo ha'yem mitzaren osu harbe. Okay, not allowed to do it. Okay, just quotes the pasuk, be quiet. Okay, and however, look at the end of the second line of 72. Umikol makom hametzares hatzibur. But this person is a source of causing anguish and suffering and pain to the community. Okay. Umosehem omamonam. Okay. And so on. Then hiskimo hagonim shemutol masal malchus. So there's the answer to your question earlier. It's a yes. You can master him to the government. Okay. If he is somebody who is a threat and a danger to the tzibur. Okay. However, he does say, caution. We call Mark with all my Adam Nimhar Bidram Elo Acha and Shiva Sisa Kalom Lomadinos. Don't rush to do it. Make sure the circumstances are, you know, about it. We'll get back to the point. So that's a very important point. Okay. The Sma in the commentary on the Sfar of the page in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Peches, we read before, source Sivkot Lamed 73. Okay. You're not allowed to do it, Mitzar, and so on. Okay. But he says, if the guy caused you physical pain, maybe you can, even an individual, okay? And then you look in 74, the chinuch, in that chinuch we saw before, Reish Lamed Aleph, okay? Reish Lamed Aleph, the chinuch writes, Eina mosu yochol omer v'shil sheploni meitzali ani mosu v'yagoyim. You're not allowed to say, well, the guy's bothering me, so I'm going to hand him over to the authorities. Shein zeh potro anjo, aval, hameitzel et tzibur, mutu let tzibur lemosu v'yagoyim, v'chein kosu gam arambam, okay? If it's the tzibur, okay. If it's so, again, I'm not. You know, if people feel that what somebody else is doing now is endangering, not just bothering me, but you know, if I see people who are not following regulations and so forth, and I feel that they're a threat to the tzibur, okay, then there's a different story, a whole different story, okay. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chol Mazik Aluch Yud Aleph, continuation we read before in 75. Umaisim b'cholzman b'orei hamarav laharog hamosrim. Okay, people do it. Or limsar es hamosim biyadagom, give them over to the authorities that they should take care of it. Okay, and he writes in the second line of 75. That's perek ches hilchos chovah masik aloch yiralaf. The Ram writes v'chein kol hametzil tzibur umitzar osan mutol lamosim biyadagom ulakoso laosol kanz. What you have to do mitzar yochid, the guy shepherds me. Okay, that's one thing. Okay, but to do it for the tzibur, that's a different story. And it says in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Peches Sifir Beis. Okay, and the Ramah gives an example. The guy in business, he forges documents, you know, he forges stuff. And puts everybody else at risk, and then they come back and they hold the whole community responsible for the fake Arai, you know. Okay, so then Masim Bosho, first you tell him not to do it. If he doesn't listen, you can master him. Okay, because they're going to think everybody cheated. They're going to think everybody faked their income tax returns. They're going to punish everybody. And so you can tell the authority, oh, this is the only guy who's doing it, and so on. All right? Anyway, so, yeah. And he also speaks about someone who runs away from taxes and something very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch brings this also in Siman Tov Chav Hei, Siv Aleph, the Ramah brings it again, rather. Misha Misakein Rabin. Okay? And the Bir Agra adds, by the way, in Sukkot Nid Aleph, even though that wasn't his intent, he was trying to make money. He wasn't trying to get anybody in trouble. But Sof Kol Sof, if his action was going to get other people to trouble, then he's like a Rodef and you can master him to the government. Okay.
Isn't that always been the issue with the people that work for the IRS?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. Moshe Tshuva, yes. Okay, we'll get to that shortly. Just want to give me a few more minutes and we'll wrap up. Okay. There's a Gemara Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay. Going over to Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, rather, going over to Kuf Yud Dal Amud Aleph, which also mentions the issue of Chil Hashem. Okay. Chil Hashem. You're not supposed to testify in a non-Jewish court. Okay, because they allow only one witness, and we require two witnesses and so on, and you'll be getting a Jew into trouble with only one witness. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Eidus, Simon Chof Ches of Chosher Mishpat Tziv Gimel, that you know, if you're summoned to court and you know Eidus and so on, you're not allowed. You're the only aid. Okay, you're not allowed to get involved because you know the Jew wouldn't be punished in a court, in a Jewish court. However, if the court asked you originally. And you don't know all the facts of the case. In other words, you don't know that you're the only aid necessarily. If you were originally set up to be a witness, you asked to be a witness of this thing, like, you know, you were assigned something, whatever, then you can, because otherwise it's a Chil Hashem. And there's a fascinating Gemara, 82, a fascinating Gemara in Rav Metzia, Pei Gimel Mebeis, going over to Pei Dalman Aleph. None other than Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon worked for the Roman government, okay? And he would arrest Jewish thieves. The rest Jewish thieves. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha came to him, called him Chometz ben Yain. You're like vinegar, the son of wine, because this is Rabbi Lezer, who was the son of Rishon Bar Yochai. You know, so you're like vinegar, the son of wine, right? Your father was great. You're not. You're Admosa Tamoser Amo Shalokena the Hariga. Shalokai, what do you mean? Kotzim ani Mechalas min Akarim. I'm getting rid of the thorns in the vineyard. These are the bad eggs. Okay, the people are cheating and robbing. I'm getting rid of the bad thorns from the vineyard. Let the owner of the vineyard, not Kadosh Baruch Hu, take care of it. Not your job to give over to the government. And the next page, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, it's paid out and out, second part of 82. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, okay, also same thing. And he met up with Elionovi, and Elionovi said, what are you doing? He said, what do you mind? I was asked by the government to do it. He said, then run away, go somewhere else, don't do it. Okay, very fascinating set of Gemaras. And again, you look in the Rashi's there. The Ritva says that, and it's an important thing, okay. The Ritva says, and this, how do they do it all together, right? So the Ritva says, well, you know, they were doing it because the government needed them to do it. And the question is, and they felt that it was therefore was halachically proper because it was a just government. And that's a very important point. Okay, and Jackie mentioned the point earlier. Just a couple of more modern tshuvas on this issue. Maram Shik, Choshen Mishpat Siman Nun, Siman Nun, he was Talmud Chassam Sofer. Okay, and they had a wild case. Okay, I mean, that's a case from a movie. Okay, look at 86. A person died on Isuchag of Pesach in the year Tof Reish Chof Gimel. We'll do the math a little more than 100 years ago. Okay, maybe about 150 years ago. He died suddenly. And what, lo and behold, the Nechshedes Eishes Achir, the wife, was suspected of poisoning him. There you go. Okay, she poisoned them. And we had certain proof, and so on and so forth. They wanted to know what had to be done, and so on. Anyway, the Maram Shik in this tshuva says, and the question is, can you report the fact to the government, and so on? Okay, and basically he says yes. He says you can, and he quotes the Ritva that I just mentioned, that Chidush Ritva in Bava Metzia, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, in the Pei Gimel Beis, in the case of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and so on. He says that the government needs this to function properly. The government can't have dishonesty and murder around and so on and so forth. So the government needs it. Therefore, it's okay. That's basically what he says. The only thing is, he writes at the end, so why did Eliyahu Navi and then Rabbi Yeshua in the other case tell the guy not to do it? You shouldn't have this job. So maybe it's not right for Talmid Chachamim and so on and Gedolim to be involved in this. But basically his tshuva, Ram Shik's tshuva, a terrible case, but there was a lot of indication that she had committed this crime. And, you know, at first he thought, you know, he's living in Hungary, okay? And he said in Hungary they execute based on these things. But at the end he said it's mutter based on his Gemara. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon Chai and Rabbi Yosef Lezer and so on. He says that you see from the fact that Eliyahu Navi just told the guy it's not proper for you to do it, but the only Yisrael shouldn't do it. But it's definitely permissible if the authorities are doing things in a just way, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Meaning that all of the case that we saw about Mesira is you're talking about pirates and bandits and Stam Goyim who are just you know. But it's different when you're talking about a government that's a fair and carries out fair sentences. The Aruch HaShulchan, that's what comes out from this Maram Shik. He's talking about Hungary in the 1800s, right? He said, even though they might execute, but he said it should be mutter. The only thing in the Gemara was maybe a Talmid Chacham shouldn't be the one to do it. But that's the Pesach of the Maram Shik. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Shin Peches, that's Simen Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat. Sivches, right? As an introduction, some people print it on a Siv Zayin. It's kind of an introduction. He says, Yadua lechol kari ador shezman hakadmon. Everybody knows the olden days, there was no law, right? People couldn't, just, and nothing was safe, and people couldn't, you know, there were all kinds of bandits and marauders and pirates and, you know, thieves. And, you know, they could, people were afraid to have their own stuff and so on. And like he says, like in some places today, in the days of Aruch HaShulchan, it was still like that in some African countries, he writes. Okay, and there was no leader, there was no government. The government itself was corrupt and so on. Okay, but he writes in the second line of that in 87, Europa. Okay, the Tsar of Russia. And he's not only, I don't think he was just trying to butter up, because he also has Malchai Britannia, the British kings, and so on. They run a just and fair legal system, okay? And people, rich people don't have to hide their money from bandits and so on. So he says, in such a case, all the dinim of Moser, Bashas, and Poskim don't apply. Because here, those that when you give over the money to someone who's not entitled to it, when you give over a person who's going to get killed and so on, that's when we're talking about a rodek. But if you're dealing, says the Aruch HaShulchan, with a if you're dealing with an Aruch HaShulchan, says the Aruch HaShulchan, with a you know a government that has a fair or relatively fair system of justice, that's a different story. Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelka, the Jewish Beis Yitzchak, Yeridei Al Chelak Alef Sim Mem Tes, writes also like that in Osir Beis, right? Kibikar Adin. The Muslim woman is on a zeh. Well, how did Rode? Then chashash is on a zeh. She overlooked it. The government's not going to kill you for your money, right? If the guy's in, so, therefore, whole din wouldn't apply. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Choshen mishpat chelik aleph simen ches. Here's the case: a person. It turns out the guy was selling non-kosher meat as kosher in Baltimore. That's what it says, right? And that's what he's addressing the tshuva to, right? Vad harabonim de Baltimore. Okay, and they want another. This is Tovshin Chafalif. So the 71. So he says, when can I report him to the government? So Moshe is not so clear about it. He says, probably shouldn't. Okay, because he says, because we can take care of the guy ourselves. Okay, we can get him to stop ourselves if we can. All right, he says, we should first try, basically, that's an issue. We should first try to deal with it ourselves. Okay, in a sense that, you know, if we're capable of stopping the offender from continuing, then we should do it ourselves. But he does say that if we're not capable of doing it and so on, then we can inform to the government. But he does say that we should first tell the guy, you better stop this, or we're going to press charges in the government. And a different tshuva, which Jackie asked before, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Hoshem Mishpat, Chelek Aleph Simon Sari Beis, he asked if a Jew can serve as an IRS auditor. An IRS auditor. So Moshe's making on this. And Moshe allows it because Moshe says, not everyone agree with that, by the way, but Moshe allowed it because he says, well, if this Jew's not going to serve someone else, they're going to catch the guy anyway. Right? I mean, someone else will serve. So anyway, these are some of the contemporary tshuvas, and we see, that under certain circumstances, appointed a government, especially the just government, is allowed. The Tzitz Eliezer has a case, Chelek Yud Tes of his tshuva, Simon Nun Beis, about a child. It was asked by, I think, Dr. Avram Sofer. He was asked this case, you know, a kid who was being abused, okay? And another situation, you know, it's a situation of child abuse. Another two situations, another one where the father was Nebuch raping the daughter and so on and so forth. And in these situations, Tzitz Eliezer goes beyond the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, absolutely, okay? He says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Tzitz Eliezer, you know, he doesn't just quote the Aruch HaShulchan. He says that it's only one tzadim, and many other tzadim to say that it should be mutter. Okay, and therefore it's undoubtedly mutter to report to the authorities or something like that we can't do ourselves. Rav Adi Yosef also in his Tshuvas Yabi Omer Chelik Yud Chelik Chol Shemishpat Simon Zion. Okay, also it was in Cairo in Tufshin Yud. That's a long time ago, 1950. So he had a case like this also, where somebody was killed, and the whole family was killed the day of the wedding because of a jealous courtier, a previous boyfriend or whatever, one of these type of cases. Anyway, he said that the difference is very important. You couldn't give him in because the government will execute. We can't execute today. So what Rav Adi Yosef puts in is what some say, Rav Shach also is like this, you're definitely allowed to give, you're definitely permitted to read something from an article in the Journal of Halacha Contemporary Society, RJJ, in the very first edition, where Shechter writes that a moser is one who aids a pirate, a crooked government official, a tyrant king to obtain money illegally from his fellow Jew. Okay? Then that's a different story. If, however, the government is entitled to its taxes or is permitted to punish criminals and offenders, there's no problem with Sira in telling the government information needed for them to collect their taxes or to apprehend that man. However, he adds, one critical point should be added. There is no problem of Syria informing the government of a Jewish criminal, even if they penalize the criminal with a punishment more severe than the Torah requires, okay, because they have to set up the government that way and so on. But if the guy didn't do anything wrong according to halacha, then you can't. Then it's a violation of Masira. And the Shechter later, you know, and I confirmed with him this week, if the government's going to execute the guy, that we can't allow, you know, for a crime that doesn't deserve that. Rabbi Yashiv also, and we'll finish up the last couple of sources, Rabbi Yashiv and two tshuvas. In the tshuvas, Rabbi Yashiv, called Kovitz tshuvas, Chela Gimel, Simon Reish, Lamed Aleph, wrote to Rabbi Fivel Cohen here, also a case of, the child abuse, okay? And he says that, you can do whatever you have but he says if there's a way to get out of it, all right, then yeah, and you have to know all the facts too. He says you have to know all the facts, okay. And another tshuva, Kovitz tshuvas, just one moment. You don't know all the facts and you can't do it. And he says the same thing in another tshuva, Chelek Aleph from Kuf Tzariches, from Rav in Haifa, also a case where the money was stolen. He quotes from a tshuva of the Ponimirus, Mayor Eisenstadt, Chelek Basim, Kuf Nun Heh, I should have printed it, I didn't. Okay, but also someone robbed, they had evidence, circumstantial evidence who robbed it and so on. And he concluded, look at the third to last line of 94, I don't think you should give it over to them because they'll be stricter. But that's not true by us today. They'll do it properly. They'll carry out the din. And again, the only problem is maybe Chilul Hashem. I just ended the sources with something very important with Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is not talking about mastering here or informing. He's talking about Lashon Hara in general. But I want to mention this because so many people think incorrectly about this, and I think it applied to Masira also. Bottom line is, as to come out, and I'm not passing any individual situation, but if somebody, you know, feels that what someone else is doing is dangerous to the tzibur, dangerous to the community, so then first try and speak to the person. Say, hey, this is not right. This is not, you know, you're doing something dangerous. And if he doesn't listen, you can say, look, I'm going to report it to the police. You know, the police are not going to probably to shut down the minion or whatever in the case I mentioned earlier. But you have to look at each case. But you have to know all the circumstances. The Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, writes, Aleph and Beis, very, very important. Because so many times you hear, especially from journalists and others, oh, well, Lashon Hara is okay if it's L'Toelis, if there's a positive goal. And we justify lots of Lashon Hara because, oh, it's a toilet, it's for a good purpose. That's true. The Chofetz Chaim does say it's for a good purpose, then Lashon Hara is allowed. That's one of seven criteria that he has. It's kedai to know them against the Beis. Okay. One is Shira da Dover Ba'atzma. You have to know the facts yourself. Not you heard from somebody told you, somebody's neighbor saw, and he told your cousin, and you heard about it. You have to know the information yourself. Okay. That's one. Two, okay, you'll have to look into it. Okay. Make sure you have the facts straight. Okay, I'm saying in English, we can read it in Hebrew also yourself. Three, you should first warn the person nicely and tell him, listen, it's not right. Okay, four, don't exaggerate what he did. Okay, five, you have to have a toelis. Okay, six, if you're going to accomplish it some other way, then other than through Lashon Hara, then try that way. Okay, and seven, it shouldn't come any kind of punishment, you know, more than what the person deserves, according to halacha. So these are things to keep in mind about Mesira also. It's not simple. We saw how strict the halacha is about Mesira. On the other hand, we did see that there's a difference if it's a just and fair government, and if the person, you know, is causing harm in a tzibur. Again, you have to have a shikol das and weigh the situation carefully. I was only here to give you, as I said, sort of an overview of the issue. Okay, wish everybody a good tovach.